I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. Do you ever wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning and find yourself wide awake and unable to get back to sleep? Then you find yourself tossing, turning, and trying to calm your thoughts. But the more you try, the more anxious you become. Yikes, if I don't get back to sleep tomorrow, I'll be grouchy, tired, my whole day will be ruined. Of course, thinking about these things only makes you more anxious and less able to get back to sleep. However, some of you smart ones out there have discovered the perfect solution. You don't toss and turn. Instead, you get up, wide awake, and do something productive like fold the laundry or read a book. And then, an hour or two later, you fall blissfully back to sleep. Sleep researchers call this biphasic sleep, sleeping in two segments as opposed to monophasic sleep, the typical uninterrupted 8-hour stretch. If you're like me, you've probably thought that people have been sleeping each night for the typical 8 hours forever. But after a little research, I discovered that medieval literature often refers to the second sleep. Before the days of artificial light and the Industrial Revolution, people went to bed when it was dark and got up around 1 or 2 in the morning when they did their cleaning, sewing, cooking, or even visited the neighbors. Then, after a couple of hours, they would go back to a second sleep. This sleep was especially deep and satisfying. But with the invention of artificial light, people began to stay up later. And with the advent of the Industrial Revolution, people had to get up at the same time every morning to go to work. So sleep time had to be compressed into a monophasic sleep, and that's where we are today. But with more people working remotely at home and setting their own hours, we may see a comeback of biphasic sleep. Researchers also talk about a third kind of sleep, polyphasic sleep, where a person naps several times during a 24-hour period. Leonardo da Vinci, Einstein, and Nikola Tesla were supposedly polyphasic sleepers. This doesn't refer to taking an afternoon nap, but rather to napping multiple times spaced evenly over 24 hours. Some creative people believe that the minutes just before falling asleep are the best for discovering new ideas and problem solving. So polyphasic sleep creates more of these short creative segments. Not many people practice polyphasic sleep, although my dog seems to have mastered the practice. But personally, it sounds like torture to me. But I decided to try biphasic sleeping. I did want to avoid the tossing and turning in the middle of the night, but I also thought the time between the two sleeps might be a good time for my daily meditation. For many years, I've struggled with the discipline of a daily practice. It seems like there's always one more thing to do and never time to sit down and meditate. But if I set this time aside in the middle of the night and did it every single night, I may be able to improve my sleep and my meditation practice. Today, I'm happy to say, I'm beginning my third week, and as crazy as it sounds, my body and mind seem to be loving this. After 2 delicious sleeps and an hour of meditation, I wake up happy and rested without having to worry about how to squeeze my meditation into my busy day. If you're intrigued by this, maybe you'll give it a try. Let me know how it works for you. And in the meantime, remember what the Dalai Lama says, sleep is the best meditation. And with that, I wish you much happiness and pleasant dreams. For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.